This is Dr. Masood Shah declaring patient's name is Roger Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Roger, R-O-G-E-R. Date of birth is 6/10/1926. Date of service is... May 14, 2023. Mr. Williams is seen in his room today. He was recently admitted back from the hospital. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction with an EF of 38%. He has been on Pure Lasix. Cardiology saw the patient, recommended palliative care given the progressive nature of heart failure. Hospice information was also given. Patient otherwise was stable. He did have moderate aortic stenosis. Patient at the present time is sitting up in his chair, having his breakfast. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He denies any chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation. He denies any shortness of breath. He states that he does feel a little tired. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled round and reacted to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid green, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 2, slide 6, left ischemic bottom. SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, not tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number 1, acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. Next, chronic systolic congestive heart failure. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, hyponatremia. Next, thrombocytopenia. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. He has been enrolled in at the hospital. Will continue current medications. Will keep him comfortable. Continue other medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Dennis Fijalkowski, F-I-J-A-L-K-O-W-S-K-I, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Date of birth is 7/1/1947. Date of service is 9/7/2023, Mr. Fijalkowski is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's laying in his bed. He said that he's been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, has been doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of seizure disorder. Next, history of degenerative joint disease. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, GERD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. About his symptoms, he seems to be doing well, has been stable. Will continue current medications. will monitor his progress. He's encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms, he will let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Betty Gagne, G-O-N-I-E-A, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Date of birth is 7/1/1938. Date of service is 7/9/2023. Ms. Gagne is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's sitting up in his chair. She said that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She does have some swelling of her lower extremity, also complains of feeling weak, as well as getting short of breath with any exertion. No other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities 1 to 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, history of chronic hypercapnic / hypoxic respiratory failure. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of CVA. Next, dementia. Next, depressive disorder. Next, DJD. Next, history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. She seems comfortable. Will continue current medications, will monitor her progress. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no other issues, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Shirley Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/17/1928. Date of service is 9/7/2023. Ms. Hunter is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She denies any pain in her knee. She said that she's been doing well. She does take Tylenol off and on for the pain. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, knee pain. Bilateral. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Brian Krauter, K-R-A-U-T-E-R, Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Date of birth is 4/29/1966. Date of service is 9/14/2023. Ms. Krauter is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing well. He was crawling on the floor when he hit her forehead. He does have some bruising over his left eye, periorbital area. He denies any complaints of pain. He denies any blurring of vision. Denies any headaches. Denies any chest pain. No shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, Parkinson's disease. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, bruising periorbital area, next ischemic cardiomyopathy, next history of CHF, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Pre-implant discussed with the patient about his symptoms. I've suggested that he apply ice to the adjacent periorbital area, continue other medications. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no other issues. I have recommended that he follow up with his neurologist in terms of adjustment of his Parkinson's medication. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Nancy Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 12/5/1931. Date of service is 9/7/2023. Ms. Kelly is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COPD/asthma. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Pre-implant discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. Her meds were reviewed. She was encouraged to do some exercises. She continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Patricia Kress, K-R-E-S-S, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 12/11/1937. Date of service is 9/7/2023. Ms. Kress is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing better. She does complaints of pain in her hip off and on. She wants to take the pain medications to make sure it's available. She denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation. She has been eating well. No other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, left hip pain. Status post left hip arthroplasty. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, anxiety. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. I've encouraged her to do some walking/exercise, continue other medications. She will been moving her bowels regularly, will continue current medication. She'll use hydrocodone as needed, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Irma Kujat, K-U-J-A-T, Irma, I-R-M-A. Date of birth is 1/16/1926. Date of service is 9/14/2023. Ms. Kujat is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She has been not sleeping well and asking for Tylenol 3 at nighttime to help her with the sleep. She has been started on Trazodone, but it doesn't seem to be helping much. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. Denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, insomnia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I have suggested that we increase the dose of the trazodone. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lucy Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Lucy, L-U-C-Y. Date of birth is 4/22/1944. Date of service is 9/7/2023. Ms. Robinson is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall has been feeling better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Impression number one, chronic kidney disease. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic pain. Next, anemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well and has been stable. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluid. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no other issue. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.